8. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to continue our conversation with the one and only Mr. Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. And Phil is joining us live from the grand opening of a beautiful new facility in Fullerton, California. Anytime Phil is with us, we open up the phone lines and invite your calls at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. If you have an old car, classic car, antique car, and would like a free estimate of value, Phil can help you out with that. If you want some advice, if you're buying your first collector car and perhaps, have $5,000, $10,000, whatever you have to spend, and would like some advice on what would be a good collector car to start off with, Phil can help you with that. If you're going to an auction and want to understand some of the auction lingo, Phil also can help you with that situation. If you'd like to tell us a story of a car that you once owned and no longer own, and you want to torture yourself and want to know what the vehicle is worth in 2014, Phil can help you with that situation as well. And we just plain love to hear your car stories. So give us a call at our toll-free line. It's 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's go back to Phil joining us live from the grand opening of this magnificent new showroom. And just talking to Steve there, Matt, I can pick up his enthusiasm. It sounds like he's going to have a great business here in this new location. And how's the turnout there at the grand opening?
Well, there are a lot of notables that are in the auto world here. The local president of the CCCA was here. The organizers of the San Marino Concours d'Elegance were here. Some people from the Palo Verde Concours d'Elegance. And the Packard International just had their show here. So a number of Packard people. In the crowd, we saw Duesenberg expert Randy Emo was here. We had a chance to chat with him a few minutes ago. And just as I can say, anybody who's major into the world of collector classics here in Southern California turned out to wish Steve a very, very good send-off on his adventure and cruise into the wonderful world of business ownership.
Oh, that's great. Well, I know we should probably touch on a whole slew of things, including upcoming auctions, and I know you've got some tickets to give away to our listeners. But first, I've got to tell you about this really sad and shocking story out of the Corvette Museum. I was last there back in, to stop and think, it was 2004 for the 50th anniversary of the Corvette. Did a couple of live broadcasts from the museum, and just within the last few days, incredibly, a sinkhole opened up inside the museum in a garage area and just swallowed up a huge amount of really rare and absolutely irreplaceable Corvettes.
It was actually part of the display floor. It was what was known as the Sky Dome exhibition arena. It's a large dome area where there were about 12 Corvettes on display, and 8 cars sank down into the hole. 1962 Roadster was lost, a restored car. The one and only ZR1 Spider, which was a one-off show car built by Chevrolet to promote the ZR1 when it came back out in the back 1990s. There was the 2009 V06 Blue Devil, 638 horsepower. The one millionth Corvette produced with one of the cars that went down into the ground, and the 1,500,000 also went down into the ground. Now, what happened is everybody's sitting there going, how are we going to get them out? They're still working on that problem. The big thing is that Chevrolet has stepped up and said, once they're retrieved, we're going to bring those cars, take them back up to our facility in Warren, Michigan, and we are going to restore every one of them back to its pristine example it was prior to I've heard the market, you know, they say the bottom fell out of the market. That's the first time I've ever seen a bottom fell out of a museum.
I hear you 100%. And I know there are some videos up on the Internet that I haven't checked out yet. I know MotorTrend.com has got one. Just shocking that something like that could happen, especially inside a facility. What a story that is to tell. And speaking of stories to tell, I know you've been on the road so much during the month of January, and I was speaking to Bill Warner from the Amelia Island Concours, which is coming up a couple of weeks ahead in March. He also was out in Arizona, and he just couldn't believe the prices. And let's get your take on Arizona 2014. This was a record year.
Over $250 million in auction sales. There were a total of six major auctions there, and every one of them reported record sales. Barrett Jackson, the 800-pound gorilla in the room, they're the reason all the other auctions exist. They reported their best year ever. They had 1,403 cars. There were only four that were no sales. We then went to RM. They had an outstanding sale. Gooding and Company, outstanding. RM actually sold the most valuable car, the highest priced car at auction ever in Arizona. That was a 1958 Ferrari 250 long wheel-based California Spider. And it hammered, sold at $8 million. There's another 10% on top of that, so for $8.8 million. Everything was just, seemed like it was gold-plated. Even Silver and Company, Mitch Silver, who runs what we'll call entry-level, a lot of entry-level collector cars, to my opinion, is also the most fun sale to go to if you're out there in Arizona. And he reported record sales this year, over $6 million. He's just as happy as can be. And like I said, that's a sale you and I could go to and afford to watch people buy cars.
Exactly. Make us feel a little bit better about our position as a journalist. Let's talk about some upcoming events. February is a little bit slower. It certainly is slowed down from the frantic pace of January, but nevertheless, a couple of auctions are straight ahead. Tell us about those auctions.
Well, the first one I want to tell you about is coming up just next weekend. It's in Oklahoma City. It's the Lake Auction Company. We're doing it at the State Fairgrounds. And again, if you're a listener to this program, all you have to do is drop me an email to pskinner@kbb.com, pskinner@kbb.com, like in Kelly Blue Book. Give me your name. Tell me what day you want to come down, or if you want to come down both days, and I'll arrange for you to have some VIP passes. All you have to do is come pick them up. Free parking. What more could you ask for at the Oklahoma State Fairgrounds? Lake Auctions next week.
That's great.
A week off, and then we're off to Amelia Island. I can't get your free passes for that because that's catalog only, and those are big sales. But the week after that, Fort Lauderdale, Donnie Gould, Auctions America, they're doing about 500 cars, three-day sale, and that's at the Broward County Convention Center, I believe it is, right there in Fort Lauderdale. And again, come on down, and I will have, if you put your in, contact me at pskinner.com. I'll put you in, get you up to four VIP passes if you send me an email and say, hey, I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, hook me up. Thank you so much, Phil, for your generosity with that, and we'll continue to remind listeners all they have to do is email Phil up at pskinner@kbb.com. Straight ahead, more fun with Phil Skinner from the grand opening out there in Fullerton, California. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
We are
largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stuff for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.AutoGeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Manna Bosal here for Midas Resources. Today, February 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,262.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,308.92, $654.46 for a half ounce, or $327.23 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,308.92, $654.46, and $327.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. We're having all kinds of fun with Phil Skinner, our great friend, collector car market editor from the Kelley Blue Book, and he is joining us live from the Vault Classic Cars Showroom in Fullerton, California. It's the grand opening of this facility. We had Steve Snyder, the owner, on with us in the first half hour of the latter half hour of the first hour of the broadcast. If you'd like more information about the Vault Classic Cars, it's best to log on to the website vaultcars.com. And we've been talking to Phil about some of the auctions upcoming, as well as Phil has very generously offered to give away free tickets to a lake auction in Oklahoma, as well as Auctions America event coming up in Fort Lauderdale. We'll throw out a quick trivia question here because I've had a number of people email me, where's the trivia? So here's the trivia. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. MG made a three-door, a hatchback variant of their MG back in the late 60s, early 70s. It was called the MGB. What's the rest of it? The telephone number, 855-660-4261. And Phil, with God's help, in a couple of weeks, I'll see you at Amelia Island. And I was very surprised to hear that there's actually a third auction going on in Amelia this year, in addition to the traditional RM auction and the Gooding auction, that there's an additional auction being held at another hotel nearby.
Yeah, this is kind of a mystery. It's going to be at the Omni Plantation, which is basically the same facility where Gooding and Company did. A Fort Lauderdale dealer by the name of Mike Flynn is putting on an auction, has a lot of what they call street rods, custom cars, and also one complete collection, 1957, 58, 59, 60, and 61, Imperial Crown convertibles. Those were known as the Exner cars. All five are going to be offered as one lot.
Wow, that's incredible. I didn't realize that noted Connecticut collector Malcolm Prey, who I had a lot of years of interviews with at the Greenwich Concours in Connecticut, that he passed away this past year, and I understand that RM has got a large lot of Malcolm's cars, and he had his own little personal museum there in the Greenwich area, which I was fortunate enough to see a number of years back with Barry McGuire and some other folks. So that's going to be interesting to see how the Malcolm Prey collection does at the RM auction.
And they are being offered at no reserve. I believe there's seven or eight cars from the estate that are going to be sold, including a fabulous Agoni and Falaschi body Delahaye Roadster that is just the quintessential example of overabundance of design. It's a beautiful vehicle. It was one of Malcolm's most favorite, as well as several other cars that he had in his collection that he loved. And it is sad, yes, we lost him. We lost another good collector, good friend collector, Chuck Schwimmer out of San Diego. He was a personal friend. Lost him in December, and two of his vehicles will also be at the RM sale at Amelia Island, which it costs money to get to the auction, but for the previews, if you're in the Amelia Island area on Thursday or Friday before the sale, there is no charge to come over and look at and check out the RM cars. Those are open to the general public.
That's great. And we've got some breaking news. We should have typewriters going off or bells and whistles, or my board used to have echo, and right now it's not working, so we'll just have to go with what we got here. Some big news from KBB just announced within the last few days a major sponsorship of a NASCAR. Tell us about this.
We're going racing.
Yeah, tell us.
We're going to be one of the main sponsors for the Dale Earnhardt Jr. NASCAR team that starts off this season. KBB.com is our first venture into racing. And what's really is kind of interesting, I just found out our owners, which is Auto Trader, AutoTrader.com, they're sponsoring another evil race car. We don't even talk about that.
Kyle
Petty. We don't want to be. It's a little petty organization.
I understand completely. And the question is, do all the KBP employees get bonuses if the car takes the checkered flag? That's the question.
I just wonder if I can go for a ride.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I can yell, hey, turn left the next corner. Oh, turn left again. Keep turning left.
Our telephone number, once again, is 855-660-4261. Easy question. If you're an MG fan, I remember in my hometown of Needham, Massachusetts, there was a cool dad that had one of these cars. It was a hatchback version of an MG, MGB, what's the rest of it? A number of people have emailed me at Bob at Auto World Radio, but no one has got it right. Whoever gets it right gets a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, as well as wash drops. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. Let's talk about...
If you had one of those, you'd have a great time in it.
Absolutely. You can definitely
Bob, do you remember that they had a six-cylinder version of the MGB?
Mm-hmm.
That was called the MGC. Very limited production and quite hard to come across today.
No question about it. And I remember, too, back in the late 70s and in mid-70s that... a lot of these cars were quite popular. The MGs, of course, and Triumph, of course, had the TR6 and later the TR7 and the TR8. And I remember when I graduated from high school, one of the girls got a brand new Spitfire, and that was like a big deal that she got that. So where have all the British roadsters gone? That is the question.
Yeah, and you know they were economical to buy and own when they were new. There are a lot of them today, and as a collector car, those little MGBs, especially the early editions from 1962 to about 1970, those cars are absolutely a lot of fun and are picking up in value. So definitely something you should look into. And I'm always partial to British sports cars because in 1967, my brother loaned me his then. 2-year-old 65 Triumph TR4A, took me to DMV in it, and let me take it and use it for my driving test.
Oh, that's a great story. We finally have a winner here. It's William in Florida. It doesn't say whereabouts in Florida, but, of course, the vehicle we're talking about is the MGB GT. And you don't see too many of those around, Phil. Did they just not survive rust-wise, or what's the story?
Rust was a big problem with them. And people, they seem to say, hey, I want a collector car, I want a drop top, I don't want a coupe. But I think those GTs are a great car.
Excellent. Give Steve one more plug. Tell everybody to come down to Fullerton.
The Vault Classic Cars is in Fullerton, California. Get a hold of Steve at thevaultcars.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Phil. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Straight ahead, we're going to talk about connected cars here on Auto World.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir, I'm telling you that I very much appreciate you joining me each and every week at this very same time. My name is Bob Long. We are scheduled to be joined by a gentleman from a magazine called Connected, and he has come up with a list of their annual awards, the Connected Car Awards of 2014. He's supposed to call into us from a hotel. He has yet to do so. We have a backup number for him, which is not working properly, so we're going to continue to soldier on here, and hopefully we can get a hold of this gentleman here in the next few minutes. But if not, no problem. I got all kinds of things to tell you about and all kinds of trivia to play as well. As a matter of fact, let's see if I can dig into some trivia questions here that were just recently sent to me by a friend. We'll save those for another week. Let's just do a regular trivia question here. All right, here you go. A very easy question, but then again, for some, it may not be so easy. Back in the 1980s, a Japanese auto manufacturer launched a high-end brand, much like Toyota did with Lexus, so you can count that one right off, not being what I'm talking about it, but it had a very controversial ad campaign. It showed a lot of nature and birds, and it really didn't show any of the cars. This company is still around today. It's very vibrant. They have a whole lineup of both cars and crossovers and SUVs. But their initial launch was very controversial because of this very bizarre advertising campaign. If anybody remembers that from the 1980s, I would love for you to tell me the name of this particular car company. So it's a Japanese luxury car company. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. It's an upscale division of a regular Japanese car company, and I've already given you the hint that it is not the Lexus division, which is the upscale brand from Toyota. So that narrows the field down significantly, and whoever comes up with the answer to this question, we've got a cool prize with your name on it from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And also, we're going to throw in some of those wash drop samples, the new way to wash your car. We also have lots of things to talk about as far as new vehicles are concerned. There are a number of major auto shows happening in the not-too-distant future. We're just coming off both Detroit and Chicago shows. There's a big show that's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks in Geneva. And then, of course, the focus will be on New York City for the big kind of wrap-up for the American side of the fence for the big new cars. Rumor has it, since I'm a certified arrested adolescent, that Dodge is going to show off a high-performance version of their Challenger. This has been rumored for quite some time. They already have a quite high-performance version, in my opinion, the SRT8 version of the Challenger, and also it's available in SRT8 form in the Charger and SRT8 form in the Jeep Grand Cherokee, which packs a mighty potent engine at 6.4 liters in displacement. It's a Hemi V8, and it puts out 470 horsepower and 470 pound feet of torque, but in recent times you've seen some of the other automakers up the ante. You've got Ford in the outgoing 2014 Shelby GT500 Mustang, you know, pushing 662 horsepower with that vehicle. You've got the quite amazing ZL1 Camaro, which has got 580 horsepower. You've got the recently announced and quite pricey Camaro Z28 with in excess of 600 horsepower. And now rumor has it that the Chrysler Group is going to supercharge a Hemi V8 engine. It's called the Hellcat engine, and it's going to be available in, rumor has it, at first the Challenger in either 6-speed manual configuration or 8-speed automatic configuration. And this power plant is rumored to put out 640 horsepower. Now, here's the downside, which I just found out about within the last few days. It's going to be expensive. It's going to be, in my opinion, a little too expensive. It's going to be, according to some sources, in the $70,000 range. So you're getting up there in price. I mean, to me, I personally would love to have one of the new SRT8 Challengers or Chargers, and you know, that vehicle is in the high 40s, low 50s, and that's pushing it. You can get a new Corvette, an amazing new Corvette Stingray in base form for about 55. And as you move up into the Corvette realm, you can get you know, a really high-end variant of the Corvette for the low 70s. The holy grail of a Corvette's coming out for 2015. Of course, they haven't announced the price of the upcoming Z06, but I'm sure that vehicle is probably going to be $70,000-$80,000. But don't forget that new Z06 is going to outrun, that's what I've been told, the king of the hill, the ZR1, the last rendition, the C6 version of the ZR1, which was the most powerful, most potent road-going vehicle ever produced by General Motors. So lots of rumors coming out of New York, but I think that that Hellcat engine and the update to the Challenger, I've also been told by some secret sources that we're going to see an update to the Challenger. Many people thought that the Challenger would eventually go away and be replaced by a Barracuda, a two-door Barracuda. to be badged the SRT Barracuda, and it would have European underpinnings. It would be sharing a lot of the platforms that the Chrysler Group is now utilizing with Fiat, the new Chrysler 200, which is a really cool-looking family sedan. It's based on Fiat and Alfa Romeo architecture, as is the Dodge Dart, based on that same type of architecture. So that's what we're going to see reportedly in this Barracuda if it comes to action. But here's the interesting part about the Challenger. I mean, true, the Camaro is king of the hill when it comes to muscle car sales in recent years. Ever since it came back in 2010, this beat Mustang, and Mustang dominated, I mean, for a decade, beating the Camaro. But this new Camaro down here in Florida, where I'm living right now, they're all over the place. As a matter of fact, all three of these modern-day muscle cars are all over the place. Lots of Challengers, lots of Mustangs. A lot more than I used to see up in my home area of New England. Certainly the weather is probably the reason for that. A lot more fun cars down here. I'm noticing that compared to up in New England. Only the hardcore folks will buy the sporting vehicles and drive them year-round. The fortunate folks who can have multiple vehicles might buy one for the good weather months. But nevertheless, the Camaro's done extremely well in beating Mustang. Of course, the Mustang is all new for 2015. We'll see that later. In 2014, they're going to be continuing to celebrate the 50th birthday of the Mustang. They have a big event coming up in April. It's going to be held concurrently at the Charlotte Motor Speedway as well as the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And don't forget, this new Mustang's got independent rear suspension. Straight ahead, more of Auto World and your calls and questions. 855-660-4261. What was that funky luxury Japanese automaker that had that ad campaign that was very controversial in the late 80s? Give us a call. This is Auto World.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. Got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We're back with Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. My name is Bob Long. We're having lots of fun here today and so appreciate you coming along for the ride. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Email Bob at autoworldradio.com before we get to listener calls and emails. Phil, you were explaining a little bit about the lengths in which some Concours events will go with their judging, including seeing how screws are lined up. That's just remarkable.
It is. And again, it's like they're looking for the highest amount of perfection. And when you have, say, at a Concours show like Pebble Beach, you have two cars that are just absolutely perfect bumper to bumper. It takes a little thing like a screw being out of alignment that could set the difference. You know, well, here it is. It's at that little bitty nick. And so it's kind of, to me, it would take some of the fun out of the actual hobby itself. Because to me, I like getting out, like I'm going to do right after we get off the air, go out to the garage, start at the Edsel, and we're going to take it for a little lunch break this afternoon.
Oh, that sounds great. Got an email question here from Jess in Texas, who is a proud owner of a 1971 Ford Thunderbird with a 429 cubic inch V8 engine. He says the vehicle was owned by his dad, and it currently has 68,000 miles on it. What do you think, Phil? This sounds like a pretty cool ride.
You said it has 8,000 miles on it?
No, 68,000.
Oh, 68,000. 58,000. I missed that part. Yeah. 8,000 would be a really good car. Well, yeah. Okay. Did he say what body style it is?
Two-door Landau.
Two-door Landau. Okay. Those big old T-Birds are built on the same chassis as the Continental Mark III. They were the height of luxury. And in today's market, really, really nice examples can see $21,000 to $23,000. A nice driver can still be in the $10,000 to $12,000 range. And it sounds like this 68,000-mile car, if it's been well-maintained, might fit in that category there.
I got another email here, Josh in Oklahoma. Another interesting car from the 1970s. He is considering purchasing a Cosworth Vega, which was an interesting special model from Chevrolet in collaboration with the Cosworth engine building folks. He says the buyer is asking, the seller rather, is asking $10,000 for this vehicle. He doesn't give me any additional information as far as mileage is concerned. They made this for 1 year, was it, Phil, that the Cosworth Vegas, they were black and white or white and gold, I remember those.
They're actually black and gold or white and gold, and they actually made them for basically 2 years, 1975 and 76. Both of them are interesting. They really don't bring the killer money would expect they would. Really nice examples can bring $18,000 to $20,000. Problem we have here again with the Vega is first it's a Vega, and in fact I talked to a Cosworth engineer once and he actually said we don't have that as part of our company history, but it's not part of our history. Sorry, okay, like a Cadillac Cimarron. Anyhow,
yes,
but the car that went DAP. Anyway, the Cosworth Vega. There are a lot of those were put away, and you find them with no miles on them. I think the ones that have been driven a little bit are the ones that might be a little bit more fun to own because you could take them out and enjoy them yourself. $10,000 if it's a complete car. The body is solid. Be very careful. It's a Vega. Check the body. Check the sheet metal. And make sure all the Cosworth equipment is there. They had specialized injectors. They had specialized heads. The whole engine is unique. So make sure it's complete. $10,000 isn't a bad price.
No, a very good question. And again, you can email us up, Bob, at Auto World Radio, or give us a call, 855-660-4261. I got another question here. This is on the high end of things. John in San Jose, California, says he at one time had an opportunity to purchase a Jag XJ220 for $80,000, and now he has deep regrets. He'd like to get Phil's take on the XJ220.
We just saw one cross the auction, Gooding Auction in Scottsdale. They had an XJ220, a dark blue example, just 1,400 miles from new. And it brought right around $200,000, which is the market for those cars. What's interesting is when the XJ220 came out, it was originally designed to be a V12 platform. But getting them into the United States, and there were only a few brought over here, they just could not pass any of the emissions quality with the V12. So a V6 was planted into it, which in itself is pretty potent. The cars are still capable of about 175 to 180 miles an hour. And they're quite potent on the auction block, as I said, about $200,000. So if he had a chance to buy one for $80,000, depending when it was, that was a pretty good buy. Because even 10, 12 years ago, they were in the $120,000, $125,000 range.
Arthur in Newport Beach, California, would like advice as to whether or not an investment purchase of a Ferrari Dino would be a wise choice. How's the state of the Dino market these days, Phil?
If he's talking the 246 Dino, I would say not the wisest choice to buy right now. We have seen those cars literally explode as far as their values are concerned. People who had them, maybe an alloy body, fiberglass body, one with what they call the chairs and flares, the Daytona seats and the flared wheel wells, we've watched the values of those go from $50,000 and $60,000 way up into the $350,000 to $400,000 range. Very unusual because everybody scratches their head on that car when we've seen better Ferraris sell for less. And in my own opinion, unless you just really got to have a Dino,
I wouldn't be in the market for one for investment purposes at this point, unless you find one for like $30,000-$40,000.
Good advice. Our telephone number again, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. Got a question here from Sandy in St. Simons Island, Georgia, listening on WGIG radio, and he would like to know about a vehicle that he owned earlier in his life, and he sold it, and he'd like to know how much it would be worth today. He owned a 1971 Plymouth Cuda 440 six-pack with automatic transmission. It was burnt orange and had the shaker hood and the whole deal. He's afraid to know, but he'd like to know.
Well, I'll make him feel better. $200 in a ton in scrap metal. Okay, nowadays everybody doesn't believe that. If this was a real V-code tri-power setup unit and a 71 CUDA hardtop, today you're looking at a vehicle that's probably still in the $90,000 to $110,000 range. They are Mopar muscle. A few years ago, this would have been a $200,000 car. So today, at $90,000 to $110,000, I think it's closer to reality. Still pretty pricey and still pretty potent vehicles.
I got another one here, Harry in Illinois, and Harry's got a Saab Sonnet, and he wants to know, he says the vehicle needs some serious repairs. He says it's got approaching 100,000 miles on it. Is it worth restoring?
I guess you call that another sob story. did he say what year it was?
I did not.
Okay. Well, they had the Sonnet 2, and they had the Sonnet 1, the Sonnet 2, and the Sonnet 3. The Sonnet 1, if he has one of those, is worth restoring. It was a very limited production. The Sonnet 2s and Sonnet 3s, powered by a 1.7-liter little four-cylinder engine, 75 horsepower, kind of an odd, quirky-looking little car. They have a top value today in maybe around the $24,000 range. If you can get into the car, make it nice for less than that, then you're okay. But that's a car that's so quirky, it's better off to try and find yourself a really nice, solid example.
That's a really good point. This is another quirky car from the 1970s. This one comes from Bill in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.